and it is unfolding as we speak. So I don't know how I'm going to get this out, because I think that every 10 minutes there might be an update, but we shall try. We're first going to start with a video of Jonathan Cahn explaining the Ashtaroth. This is the pagan goddess who was called different names in different cultures. She was the fertility goddess, but a big part of that worship was sex change. Unbelievably, it was sex change. Part of her worship was changing her priesthood into the opposite sex. If they were women, they dressed and presented themselves as men, and vice versa. Her priests were encouraged to engage in same-sex contact. Her priests were surgically altered, I'm not sure in what fashion, and they went after the children to ensure the future of their pagan religion. So what we're seeing now is really nothing new. It is the return of the Ashtaroth, a pagan religion right out of Babylon. And we're just going back to the beginning. To our military here, besides our military being fully jabbed with clots and inflammation and all that is entailed in the ramifications of having spike proteins, which are produces an inflammatory response, and the taking away of the negative charge of the red blood cells. Usually they're negatively charged, so they repel, just like the negative ends of two batteries. Well, the jab takes away that negative charge, and the blood starts piling up in stacks like a big stack of pennies. And surgeons are now pulling out clots that they have never seen before. Clots that are 12, 14, 16 inches long. They have never seen this. But besides all that, speaking at a Pentagon Pride event, Lieutenant said that in her hiring and promotion preferences, she considered not only the qualifications, but also their orientation. She wanted to promote preferentially the LGBTQ, whatever, right down the alphabet, within the military. Her rationale was that is not of this persuasion. She said, that state demonstrates a trend that could be dangerous for our service members, their families, and the readiness of the force in general. So having somebody like Dylan Mulvaney at the head of a battalion is safer than if you come from a state that wants sex change alterations postponed until after 18, or if your state would limit abortion, that would affect military readiness. As she said, more qualified candidates may have been passed over because these anti-LGBTQ laws would impact them. While the Russians and our enemies are doing 2,500 sit-ups before breakfast, this just makes no sense that if you come from a conservative state, forget it in the military, pays for their drugs, their therapy, their sex changes. If it's medically necessary, the service pays for it. I'm surprised we haven't had more volunteers into the military just in order to get a sex change operation. This is Helena Blavatsky, the New Age prophet to the world in the late 19th century, stated, we're going to have a new Bible. It will be written by a combination of the entity called Yuval Harari of the WEF and AI. I cannot imagine anything more blasphemous than this duo writing a Bible. It's certainly not for those who believe in Yeshua. It's for demons only. In fact, remember the adage of Musk, and he should know, when you summon AI, you summon demons. And I have something in the bibliography where a smart home, a homeowner's Amazon account, because all the listening devices incorrectly heard that the man had made a racial slur, and they immediately turned off his lights, all that. Everything that was regulated by the Amazon smart system was, he could not get into it. He finally had to work it out with Amazon, and they were not quick about it. Not quick. There's another instance in the bibliography of AI giving false information that is leading to a libel suit regarding alleged embezzlement that never happened. Anyway, it was on that, and this person was writing an article on that basis, researching with AI on ChatGPT or whatever it is. And the chat and the AI fed him false information. Now there's a suit in libel, Yeshua as the Messiah. Of course, it is going to support the other Messiah, the Antichrist, the pseudo-Messiah, the Techat Moshiach, the instead of a Messiah. It's not going to be truth. It is going to be blasphemous. It is going to be from Satan. But anyway, it's in the preparations. Please, I invite you to make certain the crux of the final Beast Empire is knowing who Yeshua is and not being able to be dissuaded, and to sticking to your guns. That's it. Yeshua, I fear for our Christian brothers and sisters, because they have this Trinity idea, of this person and that person, and then there's a Holy Ghost or something kind of bringing up the third end of this equilateral triangle, and that is so misleading. I fear for them. Please pray for our Christian brothers. Yeshua is Yehovah, and that is provable by the Old Testament. By the way, the Ruach, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit is the Ruach. It is the breath. Ruach is most often translated as breath, accomplishing part of Yehovah. There's no Holy Ghost hanging around. And Scripture says that Yeshua, in the Old Testament, Yeshua is Yehovah. Consider this. I think each week I'm going to go into a little bit, and I'm going to say how this was applied in the New Testament to Yeshua, and when it is spoken of, when it is prophesied concerning Yehovah, the Yod Hey Vav Hey, the capital L, capital all caps L O R D, the Sovereign Lord, Okay, here's one, and this is from, this is from Isaiah 40. No, it's not. It is. This is from Isaiah 40. I think it's 3-5. A voice calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for Yehovah. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley will be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground should become level, the rugged places a plain. And the glory of Yehovah will be revealed, and all the people will see it together. For the mouth of Yehovah has spoken. This is quoted, all that, 3-5, is quoted in Matthew, Mark, and John, and it is applied to Yeshua. Of course, in the New Testament, there is no capital L-O-R-D. It's just capital L with small letters afterwards. This is identifying as the one for whom John was preparing the way is Yehovah. And this is what Yeshua said all the time. If you see me, you've seen him. We're one and the same. This is, this goes on in Isaiah 40. Isaiah 40 to 66, the last 26 chapters, is pretty much Yehovah describing what Yehovah is going to do and the attributes of Yehovah. And when you read it in that light, you can see that it applies to Yeshua. And this is verses 9 and 10 of Isaiah 40. You who bring good news to Zion, go up on the high mountain. You who bring good news to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up. Don't be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah, here is your God. See, the sovereign Yehovah comes with power, and he rules with a mighty arm. See, his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him. That is obviously speaking of the second coming, when the sovereign Yehovah comes in the clouds, and of course that is Yeshua. So that's very important there. And I think I have one more here. Yes, this is John 8:58. Your father, this is when the Pharisees are arguing over Yeshua of who he is. And, you know, who are you? Who are you? Why do you think you can, how can you act like, how can you answer like this? And Yeshua, they were telling Yeshua he's full of demons. And Yeshua answers him, your father Abraham rejoiced at the thought of seeing my day. He saw it and was glad. And at this, of course, they're rolling on the ground. You're not yet 50 years old. And you have seen Abraham? I tell you the truth, Yeshua answered. Before Abraham was, I am. At this, they picked up stones to stone him, but he slipped away. They knew exactly what he was saying. Moses says, well, who shall I say is sending me to the nation of Israel down there in Egypt? And he says, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. So Yeshua is Yehovah. If Yehovah is a spirit, Yeshua is the physical manifestation, so man can identify with him. He is Yehovah in the flesh. He always said, we're one. If you see me, you see my Father. So please go through, when you go through the Old Testament in your free reading, as you're reading through Scripture, please be sure and make mental note. And so you cannot be dislodged from this point. Denmark confirms that they're going to send the F-16s. Monday, Putin said F-16s can be nuke-capable. They can carry conventional or nuclear. And they need a lot of servicing. They cannot be serviced in Ukraine. They must go outside. If Ukraine pilots fly outside Ukraine for servicing and come back to Ukraine, Russia will not know if the payload they're carrying is conventional or nuclear. We'll have no choice but to destroy both the planes and the bases servicing them. If an F-16 comes into Ukraine, they cannot leave. And it also lets you know that Russia knows exactly what's transpiring in Ukraine. Russia has bomb shelters. They have their bomb shelters are outfitted with food, water, even surgical capabilities. They have missiles with multiple warheads. The missiles can be steered. They can alter their course. They can avoid surface-to-air anti-missile systems. They travel at hypersonic. They can be here before our missiles are even starting to unload from the silos because of the operation required. If they've got to send, you got to go to the White House, you got to get the codes, you have to match the codes, it all takes time, you have to do this. And of course, they're not matching with our demented in chief there. I don't know who's in charge of those codes, but anyway, here, do we have bomb shelters? No. Does anybody care about us?
No.
No, Americans are hated, but even by our own government, and they want us gone. There is a video in the footnotes of timing of the outpouring. I don't know about the timing. This is what she said. This is what the Lord told her, that actually when the bombs fly, the outpouring would occur. I don't know anything about that, but you can she describes what the outpouring will do and what she was told concerning the outpouring, and it's that part that I thought was worth putting up here, that we will do, you know, quoting scripture. Well, you'll do more than this. You'll heal, you'll lead, you'll defend, you will be empowered to do the job that I have preordained you to do. The enemy is hoping to bomb this country and to kill everybody. Everybody else will be starved to death. Voice on almost every state of the union. Low-flying planes, I mean low, 500 feet. No airport in sight. No airport around. Planes flying so low. Why are they going that low? Are they practicing strafing? Tanks are being driven on freeways and on roads. I have one link in the footnotes. It has a pretty comprehensive collection of videos, and there are many more. Some vehicles are carry razor wire, some active denial sound weapon, crowd control. There are caravans of black SUVs and buses, Osprey helicopters over San Fran, San Diego, and other areas of the country. There are tanks on highways in Idaho, again, Osprey helicopters, dropping Marines in residential neighborhoods, train loads, military armor moving in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. The Osprey helicopters brought in troops into Larkspur, California, giving military control over the 101 and the I-50 North. You'll see in the videos, none of it is on tanks. None of the tanks or other heavy equipment are on flatbed trucks or railroad cars, but they're on civilian streets. They're going into residential areas. They're not going to be shipped abroad. They're coming here for us. I think time is really getting short. I don't know the exact, but well, I'll finish this. I hope we see tomorrow. Interview several years ago regarding isolating cities at the takedown of the U.S. And the speaker said, when the takedown for the U.S. is in preparation, that tanks will go at the major arteries outside a city, and they will sit there, and each tank will have five troops. They'll have ammo, adequate ammo. They'll sit there, and they'll pick off any vehicles that try to escape the city. So if you want to know how many, and it would be very easy to isolate even large cities like San Francisco. I forgot to bring the map that I printed out for San Fran here, but the map of San Francisco has go in and out. It's 101 north and southbound, the 1 north and southbound, the I-580 north and westbound, I-80, 160 and 4. That's about it. That's less than 12. That less than 10 roads in order to isolate San Francisco. So maybe 10 roads, 10 tanks, 50 troops, and San Francisco is left to duke it out. It's, I don't know, a year. No food coming in. What are they going to eat? They're going to ransack people's houses. What are they going to do, turn into cannibals? What is the razor wire for? I'll tell you a dream I have. I was driving southbound, and the two-lane southbound highway on which I was suddenly diverted into a nearby field. We drove into the field. We were told to park and get out. We got out. We didn't know what to do, but we suddenly noticed that we were being surrounded very hastily by troops putting out razor wire. The razor wire is a makeshift by a railroad. I was I was just distraught. And I said in my dream, this was some years ago, I said in my dream, Father, why didn't you warn me? He said back to you, to me, that is our lifeline. And the time is going to come. They have names. They want to collect citizens. This is easier than banging down everybody's doors. They'll just collect you off a highway. Divert a highway, you know, make a big circle, collect, I don't know, 500, ship them out away, pick up your razor wire and go do it someplace else. It's much easier than going door to door.
20 years. I read it ever since 9/11. They have lists.
Chatter on Intel channels regarding blowing up a plant. Everyone thought a nuclear power plant. Everyone thought that this applied to Zaporozhye. But no, it's evidently in the South Ukraine nuclear plant just north of Odessa. Ukraine and NATO are using this plant amazingly to store NATO high-tech weaponry such as HIMARS, ATACMS, and the like. What could possibly go wrong? We're hiding all our stuff right next to a nuclear power plant. Oh, they'd never blow this. It's also being used as a NATO intelligence headquarters, surveillance, recon, a targeting coordination. That's the center of NATO help to Ukraine. In response to this development, enter the Graham-Blumenthal resolution. Easier to invoke Article 5, mutual defense, of the NATO treaty. If something happens to a nuclear plant causing radiation leakage, that would be an attack upon NATO. So they're modifying the language of Article 5. They want to go to war. I just can't help but think we're watching theater here. That okay, America provokes. We're going to make America. We hate America, so America is going to look like the fool on the world stage. So nobody comes to her aid. And you do this and you do that, and we're going to sit here and take it and take it and take it. We're just going to say, hit me again, and we're going to, it's all going to be okay. Ukraine just mobilized every male, 18 to 65. Can you imagine this? 65-year-old grandfathers. Sounds like a concerted effort to bring about World War III. On top of this, just breaking news right now, there appears to be a coup going on in Russia. There is the Wagner Group, which is a private prison group of fighters that has absolutely punched the Ukrainian soldiers in the side of the head. They didn't even know what hit them, and they have been very successful. Well, evidently, a bunch of them were just bombed. The leader of that group is blaming Russian forces. I don't know. It's all a mess right now, but evidently, there is a convoy of Wagner force, and remember, these are from the prison. These are prison troops headed to Moscow. And that is what I say. I don't know. I don't know how far this is going to go. But if there is a coup in Russia, are sure that the present governance is too soft. They have tiptoed and sat in the daisies now for 6 months, 18 months, that they want something done. If the hardliners win in Russia, we can see a different Russia. We can see a Russia that would be ready to let the missiles fly, ready to go nuclear. The hardliners have tweeted, "All patriots of Russia, come out into the streets and we'll find you weapons. This night we will settle the issue of traitors and criminals that has brought shame upon Russia. Their names are Shoigu and Gerasimov. Shoigu will be hung on the Red Square." So rumor is that the Wagner Group will march upon Moscow. Moscow is taking defensive measures. They're going in to guard the castle. No, it's called Fortress Plan, telling everybody to keep their communications open, issuing them special phones. So it looks like there's real trouble. It does look like there might be a coup going on in Russia. So on that dizzying note, we will keep our eyes upon Yeshua, and if this is the beginning of anything, we'll see each other in the kingdom. avocado and machete and hack our way through today's news, because it's certainly, in fact, some people are saying this might be our last normal day. So, Stephen, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bonnie. And I know that we have to really give credit to Hal.
Yes. He's the only one reporting this besides Twitter. If you can get on there, some of the articles, you know, I went on, I have a lovely Mac, a desktop, two screens, large screens. It's a beautiful computer. But, you know, only recently updated it. And the thing 404s, all the documents. It has the latest, you know, you can't read this. You can't. Censorship. You know, I don't know. I've got to skirt around. I know that I listened to Hal this evening on his radio show, and a guy from Canada said, your feed just went down. And that feed services Australia, and besides Canada, it's a huge feed. So they don't want us to know, because what's happening right now could impact us. It seems that if there is a coup in Russia, and that's what we'll talk about, and the hardliners get in, that the U.S. will be in the crosshairs. They're angry I'm trying to pull up a Twitter feed here that and quote it. They were mad because of the patience that Putin was taking with the West, and said, you know, you're bringing dishonor upon Russia. You know our history. We don't do this. This is not how we act. So, I don't know, Steve. It's going to be an interesting weekend.
It is. And, you know, let me kind of back up a little bit on this one. And we probably won't get to much anything else tonight. There's so much information I've gotten from around the world on the subject.
Yeah. I found the quote. I'll just do the one quote.
Okay, go ahead.
This I found on Twitter. And I think it's in the footnotes. All patriots of Russia, come out. And this is by the Wagner Group. The Wagner Group is led by Prigozhin, but he must have backing. He is not acting independently. For him to rise up and single-handedly take on the establishment in Russia, I don't know who his backing is, but it looks like it might be quite deep. All patriots of Russia, come into the streets and we'll find you weapons. This night we will settle the issue of traitors and criminals that have brought shame upon Russia. Their names are Shoigu, who is the Ministry of Defense, and Gerasimov, who I think is the head general. Shoigu will be hung on the Red Square. So they're mad. They're mad.
Yes. You know, I'll tell you, Bonnie, I want to go back.
Okay.
And I want to take, and one thing that is of interest to me is that I would say 2 years ago, one of the things that I was given on intel from Washington was that in 2024, Putin would not come back into power, that they would bring in a very hardliner that would really bring about this war and go against NATO, somebody that's strong enough to go against NATO. But in this particular incident here, once I had been given it was actually my FEMA contact that was sending me Hal's information on this coup, I began to immediately reach out to people I know. One general of special forces that I reached out to. I reached out to Iranian intel people that I know. I reached out to Mossad intel that I know, really gathering together every angle that I could look at from this to see who knew what. And what type of coup is going on. I even reached out to one Russian person that I know as well, and I'm still waiting to hear back from him. But as a result, the first thing that I was hearing is that, yes, the coup is really happening. It is not a fake coup. I was assured that it was not a fake coup. The Wagner Group, allegedly, Russian forces struck the Wagner Group, killing 2,000 of their men. They, in turn, began to do a coup against Russian forces, and calling for Russian generals to join with them. Now, what I was told is that Germany, along with a couple of other NATO nations, including the United States not as much, but Germany definitely was heavily involved in backing the Wagner Group in this coup d'etat against the Russian government. And the reason for them backing the coup d'etat is because they know that Putin has Germany in the crosshairs, and their intel was saying that Putin was planning an attack, most likely of a nuclear device sometime this summer, or even going into the fall of the year. And I'd already heard that myself, but this was what the intel was saying on there. Then Israeli intel, and I'm going to pull that one up real quick as well, if I can get this dog to quit. He's really a very bold and brash person against the Russian government, which most people in his stature would end up with a bullet in their head for speaking out against Russia. At any rate there, let me go to my intel on this here. And
why was there friction between the Russian forces and the Wagner Group, the independent, the private militia? What prompted that that attack?
That's what's interesting, in my opinion, as well.
Okay.
I question, because I know that Russia has already called in for an investigation to see what happened with this, but I would not be a bit surprised if NATO did not orchestrate the attack, or let's say reroute the missile system. And by the way, that is a technology that we have. I've known about it. I've talked about it years back. We have the technology to take control of a missile and literally turn it around and send it back to the enemy and cause it to hit them instead. So could it be that we're using that technology in the Ukrainian theater there, instead of sending it back, in this case here, send it over there and cause it to hit the Wagner Group, which obviously it would definitely look like Russia did it, because it would really be a Russian missile that came in.
Well, if it were accidental, you think that Putin would get on Twitter, on everything? He would get up front and say, "I'm so sorry, this is not our doing, this is NATO."
Yes.
But that doesn't appear to have happened.
Right. And here's where I have problems with that scenario, too, though. I wouldn't say I wouldn't have a problem with that could have happened, but here's where the problem really comes in. For the West to be involved already, Germany, the United States, and two other countries that I was not given the names of, that are involved in working with the Wagner Group here to try to do a coup d'etat to overthrow the Russian military, that tells me they've been working with him for quite a while. Some of the things that I've been told is that they are promising Russian generals that will defect and come on their side that they will end up freedom with a democracy rather than being under communism. And I can believe that as well, that would be said. In fact, my Israeli Mossad source says here that the Wagner Group turned on the Russian military and is requesting support from the West and Israel. But Israel feels this is some sort of diversion or game to double cross. Israel wants Russia out of Syria so they can have a free hand and to give some, as he puts it, kosher democracy. He said supposedly the Wagner has got a big army and is trying to get Russian army generals to break ranks, and they don't want to be under the communistic system anymore. He said this is what they are promising the generals, and others. Freedom like the West or like America is supposed to be on its surface. It would be great, but it's always the opposite of what they say or promise. It's got to be a hidden agenda where the Western banksters are behind and they want the Russians' natural resources, Ukraine's gas, oil, etc. And the Western bankers, he said, this will bail them out of their bankruptcy. They already sold the South China Seas, Taiwan, Southeast Asia to the Chinese for $20 trillion. Now, Bonnie, that one, when he said that, that blew me away, that we had sold out Taiwan, the Southeast Asia to the Chinese for $20 trillion. If you remember, I've said this over and over and over, that the intel I was getting on Taiwan is that we would not be there for the Taiwanese people. We will pretend like we are, but at the end of the day, we're going to allow China to take Taiwan. Now, I did not know that we had sold out the Taiwanese people for $20 trillion. So that's Israeli intel telling you this. He said $20 trillion in gold. He said in the last 10 to 20 years is how long that deal has been going on. He said this is what it's about. He said this is what actually went on behind the U.S. dollar last 10 to 30 years. Asian gold and extorted Japan's gold to buy U.S. bonds. And he says my wife is very high up in the banking in Israel and away in Switzerland. And so we know these things and what's going on. So as far as that money system part of it, he knows that based on, you know, and I know this for a fact about his wife as well. She is extremely high up, knows all, and it's weird too, because it's in the, all in the financial world, but this girl knows everything about what's going on militarily with different countries all over the world. You know, I won't go into.
They have spent $20 trillion to prop up the defunct dollar for the last 20 years?
Yes, yes.
So
they've already spent all that money. So now he says they're going after the Russian money and the Russian gold and stuff to try to keep the Western monopoly on the whole system. And I'm just like, this is like insane.
It is.
But at the same time, I'm hearing it. Every intel source that I have is telling me that it is true. It is happening. Now, the only thing is the part about Putin going out and a hardliner coming in, that was true. That was all supposed to happen. But this was not really what they were talking about. This was not part of the plan. And that Germany joined in, as I mentioned, I think earlier, Germany joined in because Germany knows that they're going to be hit. And they just... There's supposed to be, Bonnie, so much crazy things that happened this summer and this fall that it's just going to really go completely bonkers.
Yes.
And I want you to just comment for a moment here, and then I would like to shift gears on some of those other things that are going to be happening.
Okay. All right. Well, are you searching for something?
Oh, no, 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 no.
Okay.
I'm going to see if I can't distract this black beast that's in my
okay.
office.
Okay, I'll take it. All right. All right. All right. Okay. Gerasimov, there are roadblocks over 1,000 kilometers from the road south of Moscow, so they're trying to cut off the road, all the roads leading into Moscow, especially between Ukraine and Moscow, because Wagner is in Ukraine. And the Russian border guards were told to keep Wagner, to not allow them to enter, but the Russian border guards, I mean, here they are, they're operating, the Russian border guards are not an army. Here they are opening the road up with 25,000 angry troops that are felons that might be, you know, convicted of murder or mayhem or whatever. They said, can we possibly stop this huge a mass of angry armed men? No. Or shall I lay my life down for this? No. They just stepped aside and let them go. So they're in Russia. the Kremlin has given helicopter orders to shoot on them. Evidently, there are convoys of them, many dozens of kilometers, I don't know, dozens, let me check my notes here, many kilometers long, several of them, headed to Moscow, and all police in Moscow, all security personnel, all army, they're all under the fortress, what is it, fortress readiness, something like that.
Yes, I think you're right.
They all come, they have their weapons, they have their communications open, they stay together, their communication channels are open at all times, they do not go anyplace, but they await orders, and they just stay together. They don't go off by themselves. Wagner group is inviting everybody to join them, even the citizens, as I just read to you from the Twitter, come into the street, we'll arm you, not a problem. We're going to get rid of these cowards and these traitors. I wonder, you know, also from the U.S., their departed B-52s, their departed refueling tankers that could refuel these things in the air. Are they armed with bombs? Is this going to go live tonight? Is this whole upset in Russia a smokescreen for NATO, the U.S. to come in with B-52s and bomb strategic areas? I don't know. Red Square is closed. Troops are setting up checkpoints in Moscow, so it looks like you can't go anyplace. There was a statement put out by the intel head and a Russian intel head and general, but it looks like the background is the same, and the video is urging Wagner group to cease and desist. Kill yes. on sight orders have gone out to Progzin, the head of Wagner Group. He's a rough-looking character. Boy, if you put a patch on his eye, he'd look like some pirate out of the out of the movies.
Yes.
But they gave urgent pleas to Progzin to cease and desist, but it looks like their backgrounds are the same. So some are wondering if they have been arrested. Sounds as if you're back, Steve.
Yes. You know, Bonnie, and adding to what you're saying there, too, I was also told that the Russian and Chinese navies were dispatched to Venezuela to safeguard the gold that they had to keep the U.S. from stealing the gold that is down there.
Whoa.
So, you know, we really got a global issues that is happening here. For global dominance, and I did not know, as much as I know about this New World Order coming, I had no idea that the U.S. is fighting so hard to gain or to maintain control of what they have. At least that's the way it's being disseminated.
Yeah, I still don't know if it's theater or real. I just, you know, maybe
right.
somewhere between. But I know that the citizens in Moscow are headed for their bunkers. Yeah.
Here's one thing I will tell you. You won't see it tonight. At least I wouldn't think you would see it tonight. Not that soon. But Putin will crush this rebellion. Once he's crushed the rebellion, then he will retaliate against the United States, Germany, Great Britain, all these others. He will retaliate like you could never possibly imagine at that point. Now, that's just my observation on this. But then on top of that, Bonnie, I got intel coming out of Special Forces, very high-ranking officer in the Special Forces here in the United States, that there is a plan to do an anthrax biological false flag on the United States, an aerial anthrax attack that will effectively be used to cull the number of people that we have in this country. And I'm sure many people remember the anthrax scares that we had back when Bush was president. Not only that, though, Bonnie, you have two, like, for example, you know, if you don't think the U.S. hasn't done something like this before, it was really covered up in our country here, but the U.S. was very much behind biological warfare campaign undertaken during the Korean War. And it was anthrax was what was used against China.
Whoa. Is anthrax contagious between people?
As far as I know, no. But I don't know 100% on that, Bonnie. I remember back in the 80s, they were, you know, that was a big thing with the military then, was the fear of anthrax being used over in the Iraq War. And there was some speculation about that. So the Marine Corps, especially the Marine Corps, I'm sure all the branches were doing it, but they were training, you know, you would wear the basically like a thick rain suit with your respirator and stuff because it is an inhalant, this bug here, and it is very deadly for sure.
I wonder if that's why
we hear about everything else.
I wonder if that's why some of the planes that are in the dispersion of military equipment into civilian areas that we have seen in the past week, starting last weekend, I wonder if that's why some of them are practicing flying at barely 500 feet above the earth.
I can believe that because that's when you avoid radar detection when you're flying that low. So they could fly into certain places, then release the anthrax in those areas. I know there was more than just China that this happened that we've been involved in. But then to hear that from someone that would have the ability to know that that's coming. And then on top of that, I'm hearing about Uma from multiple sources that have that type of intel as well, that this is coming back around. It is an alien spaceship, and we're going to see an attack from below the Earth, inner Earth, and even from the space of these demonic entities, these different reptilian species that are going to finally wage their war against us. And, yes. I know there's a lot of people afraid about Blue Beam and think that it's only going to be Blue Beam. But, you know, Bonnie, I think that what they'll do, they'll probably use Blue Beam in conjunction with a real alien invasion to make their numbers that appear to be more overwhelming than what they really are.
Right.
And I will say this. In making that statement about that, I have three sources on the information, all of them separate sources, that have all given the exact same scenario. That's how crazy it is.
Whoa. Well, this will happen once the bombing starts.
Good question. Okay. I know it's just supposed, I keep hearing from every direction, we're about to see a very crazy summer and fall.
Okay, crazy. Okay, Gerd, pray, read, ask Father before we go out. We're out of time, folks. Thank you so much for joining us. Stephen, you've been invaluable. Thank you so much. This might be our last. I don't know.